For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I had a moment, a Facebook moment, looking at a picture of several young ladies of the theater sewing G-strings for the men in the Full Monty.
Well, there's an image, yeah. Well, it's kind of a joke of the Full Monty, completely inappropriate men stripping for money in an impoverished town, in this case, Buffalo, New York. This is the David Yazbek Terrence McNally musical, and it will be at Subversive Theater Collective, the Manny Fried Playhouse.
And the subversive angle here is the fact that these men are subject to the vagaries of economic distress and have to turn to, well, an occupation that they certainly were not trained for.
Right. And don't expect the script to be especially Buffalo specific. They say it's Buffalo, the lyrics say it's Buffalo, but there is no resemblance in any way to our city, but it's a kind of a musical fable, not unlike Gypsy, which also requires G-strings.
I was very disappointed in I Do, out at O'Connell and Company. I love the principals, Mary Coppola Jurich and Greg Jurich, husband and wife in real life and on stage. It just seems so dated, this 1960-something musical.
Well, I Do, a musical version of the Four poster, which was also used as a vehicle for various husband wives, Jessica Tandy, Hume Cronin, most famously. An old chestnut, it got turned to music by the creative team that did The Fantastics as a vehicle to keep Mary Martin on Broadway and to try to maintain the star power of Robert Preston. Behind the scenes tales about the two of them and about Mary Martin at that point in her career, a career on the decline but not in her mind, and making every sort of demand, and Robert Preston sitting quietly by and then saying, "Everything okay, Robert?" And he said, "Oh yes, I just want everything Mary gets."
A little reverse.
Right. Slug it out with Mary. Never a show that has quite lit the world on fire, but often revived for its charm and for the opportunity to present frequently married couples on stage. The idea is that it's supposed to be such an open story that people can find universal attachment, but it only moves up to about 1926, and the generation that finds that nostalgic is kind of gone. But they heroically went through those musical numbers, including their clumsy lyrics.
Yeah. Well, it fits the niche audience. If you're an O'Connell and Company fan, I'm pretty sure you'll love it. We have a passing to note.
Well, yes, Alicia Banner, a long time second in command at the African American Cultural Center and the Paul Robeson Theater, died last week. She, with Agnes Bain's powerhouses running that place for years, quite a vivid personality, dry sense of humor, no-nonsense demeanor, and an Artie Award-winning actress. She won an Artie for her performance in Flyin' West several years ago. Just a terrific person, Alicia Banner, and will be greatly missed.
And we note a closing, Significant Other, BUA, over at the Alleyway. If you haven't seen it, it is a whole lot of fun.
And there are some openings next week galore. It seems that these things go in cycle, and one round closes and a whole new round revs up and opens. I think it's because they have to begin and end after holiday seasons. But fascinating, I just saw this little item at the Ellicott Creek Playhouse. A.R. Gurney's Love Letters, and it's the cast I love, Mary Alice Demler and Scott Levin.
The newscasters.
Yes. I thought that might be worth a trip.
I think it is. Mary Alice and Scott. Okay.
Not only is that worth a trip, that is a trip. I think that's going to be fun.
Well, usually the two actors sit at some sort of table or desk. I wonder if they'll bring the whole news desk. Probably not.
Probably not.
From time to time, we like to look forward to seeing the stars of tomorrow on stage today, and that means a trip out to the various colleges and universities. And a nice coincidence, two extremely popular musicals by Candor and Ebb. Cabaret will be at the Warren Enders Theater in Upton Hall on the Buffalo State Campus. That'll run April 19th through the 28th, Cabaret, and up at Niagara University Theater. Same dates. It's Candor and Ebb's Chicago. So who doesn't love Cabaret? Who doesn't love Chicago?
That's a whole lot of vamping, isn't it? Yeah. And while we're on the subject of university productions, I noticed that the following week, UB Department of Theater and Dance taking on Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, musical by Lane N. Yazbek, again, Mr. Yazbek, who wrote The Full Monty, coming on out. And that's a musical that was underappreciated, I thought. On Broadway, I just absolutely loved it. It had Laura Benanti. It had Patti LuPone. It was a whole lot of fun, based on the Almodóvar film.
Well, my wife and I love all the films of Pedro Almodóvar, although they're a little strange. So you're telling me that we're going to love this musical?
I loved it. But of course, I don't think those films are strange. I look at them and think, oh my God, that's my life.
These are folks who are struggling with a lot of issues.
Exactly, like everyone we know.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.